Animate: How Animals Shape the Human Mind. Written and read by Michael Bond. Chapter 1: Humanimal. One morning, around 15,000 years ago, a young woman wakes up at a rock shelter above the Bone Valley in the Dordogne and looks out across the river at the animals on the far side. Anatomically, cognitively, in every apparent way, she resembles a modern human. But in her everyday life and in her relationship to the world, she is substantially different. She knows things we can only guess at. Out in the valley, a group of horses step to the river, too skittish to drink. She watches the movement of their tails, the wind in the grass around them. Behind them, a trail of churned-up vegetation indicates the passing of a party of mammoths. They rarely come this way, and she wonders, why now? She tries to read the plain. What is happening? What will happen? At the water's edge, two bison stand moored to the earth like ancient boulders. She follows their gaze towards the far cliff, to where the night lingers among a strip of pines. She imagines what might lurk there. Red deer, perhaps. Brown bears waiting on the deer. Cave lions waiting on the horses, or on the humans. The woman looks around her camp, at her extended family wrapped in their reindeer hides, the smoking fire, the collection of berries and mushrooms they will eat this morning, the spears and harpoons leaning against the rock, the accumulation of antlers and bones. She fingers the reindeer tooth hanging at her neck. Today, she will teach her daughter how to strip the meat from the carcass of a rabbit and extract the marrow from its bones. Tomorrow, she will join some of her brothers and cousins on a hunt. In a few days, their neighbors from a valley 20 miles to the east will visit them, and she will trade with them in tools, ornaments, and gossip. One day, 10 years from now, she will die in this place. She will be buried at the base of the shelter wall, curled up like a child, as if waiting to be born again. Meanwhile, in the time left to her, she will create something extraordinary in the story of her culture, something beautiful and meaningful that will speak even to her far descendants 15,000 years in the future, though its meaning may elude them. The world this woman inhabits is unlike our own in one way above all. It is dominated by wild animals. She is living in the Late Ice Age, known by archaeologists as the Upper Paleolithic, during a cultural period called the Magdalenian. And her people share the plains and sparse woodlands of Europe with an abundance of four-legged others. They compete for food with cave lions, wolves, and leopards, for sleeping space with bears and spotted hyenas. They are accustomed to the taste of reindeer and horse, and spend a good deal of their time hunting them. They encounter regularly the woolly rhinoceros with its giant head slung low to the grass, the aurochs, outsized predecessor to domestic cattle, the giant megaloceros deer, the cliff-dwelling ibex, the boar, the wolverine, the wildcat, and several types of antelope. Occasionally, and at great risk to themselves, they pursue the mammoth, which they covet for its outsized bones and its immense curved tusks. Many of the animals they live among are formidably large and dangerous, much larger than their modern counterparts. The antlers of the megaloceros span up to 4 meters. A bison weighs close to a ton and is deceptively agile on the charge. A cave lion would run them down with ease on the plain. In this primitive arena, humans are vastly outnumbered.